Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, warriors. Hunter Rivers here. Your daily dose of mental toughness served fresh every morning. Buckle up, because today we're diving into a topic that trips up more people than a rogue Spartan in a sandals-only zone. Setting realistic goals for success. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some mythical finish line, only to be left gasping for air when reality sets in? Yeah, me too. We get bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, aim higher, and conquer the world. But let's face it, sometimes those supersized goals can leave us feeling overwhelmed, demotivated, and frankly, a little bit like we're running on fumes. So, how do we navigate this goal-setting minefield without ending up frustrated and burnt out? We're about to break down 5 key takeaways that will help you craft goals that are not only attainable but also fuel your success. First things first, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. That's right, folks, no more grand pronouncements like, "I'm going to become a millionaire by next year," or "I'll run a marathon every week." Come on. Those are marathon goals for sprinters. Break those massive dreams down into bite-sized, achievable steps. Want to write a book? Start with finishing one chapter a week. Aiming for that promotion? Master a new skill each month. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game here. Secondly, be specific. Getting healthier is about as useful as a wet sponge in a hurricane. But walking for 30 minutes every morning, that's a goal you can actually track and measure. When your goals are crystal clear, you're less likely to get lost in the wilderness of vague intentions. Thirdly, make it measurable. How will you know if you're making progress? Define your metrics. If you want to learn a language, set a target for how many words you'll learn per week, or aim to hold a basic conversation by a certain date. Numbers provide tangible evidence of your growth, which keeps you motivated and on track. Number 4. Make it relevant. Your goals should align with your values and passions. Why are you setting these goals in the first place? If they don't resonate with your core beliefs and aspirations, you're less likely to stick with them. Imagine trying to climb Mount Everest if you secretly hate mountains. Finally, make it time-bound. Deadlines create urgency and help you focus your energy. Think of it like training for a Spartan race. You wouldn't just start running whenever you felt like it, would you? You'd set a date, a training plan, and work towards that finish line. Apply the same principle to your goals. Let me tell you a quick story about this whole realistic goal-setting thing. I remember back in college, I had this crazy ambition to become a best-selling author before graduation. My head was filled with visions of book signings and Oprah interviews, but then reality hit. I was juggling classes, part-time jobs, and a social life, because even Spartans need to party sometimes. My goal was so massive, so overwhelming, that I ended up paralyzed by fear and procrastination. Sound familiar? It wasn't until I broke down my writing goal into smaller steps, like finishing one chapter a month or attending a writer's workshop, that things started to move. Suddenly, the dream didn't feel so daunting anymore. And guess what? I actually finished a manuscript by graduation. It wasn't a New York Times bestseller, but it was a start. And most importantly, it taught me the power of setting realistic goals and celebrating those small victories along the way. So, warriors, let's recap. Today we talked about ditching the all-or-nothing mentality, getting specific with your goals, making them measurable and relevant, and setting time-bound deadlines. Remember, Success isn't a straight shot to the finish line. It's a series of small wins that add up over time. Ready to conquer those goals? Start by identifying one area where you want to make a change and break it down into achievable steps. Share your goals in the comments below. Let's hold each other accountable. And as always, keep pushing forward. The world needs your fire, your passion, and your grit. See you back here tomorrow for another Spartan Mental Gym workout.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.